In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is ascended. There's a pre-communion prayer that says this: O thou who by thy glorious ascension didst vouchsafe that the flesh which thou hast assumed should sit at the right hand of the Father, thereby ennobling it, so prepare me that, by partaking of thy holy mysteries, I may attain a portion at thy right hand with the saved. On this glorious feast of the Ascension, we celebrate the fact that our Lord has raised our human flesh up from this sinful life to the radiant life of the kingdom. He came down to us, not to leave us in our fallen state, not to leave us alienated from a heavenly state, from our heavenly home, but to raise us up. We heard in that gospel passage just now that the Lord made absolutely certain that his disciples understood that he, after his resurrection, had flesh and blood. He said, "You see that I have flesh, and I have bones, you know, that I am physically here." He wanted to emphasize the reality of the bodily resurrection. To this day, there are people who are Christians who struggle with this idea. They think somehow we leave our bodies behind and that our heavenly life will be somehow bodiless. That's not the case. God created us with bodies for a reason. He made bodies because bodies are good, and we are to dwell eternally in a body. Yes, a resurrected body, a body that doesn't get sick anymore, a body that doesn't die anymore, but a body, a spiritual body, yes, that can do things that these bodies can't do, but still a body, an actual material body. And the Lord made this clear to his disciples when he said, "See, look, I'm not a spirit, I'm not a ghost. I have a resurrected body, a physical body." But Christ, of course, rises from the dead in order to raise us up. As St. Gregory Palama says, "Christ rose from the dead so that we might also rise. He ascended so that we might also ascend. He rises and ascends for us so that we will rise and ascend." St. Gregory connects this with what St. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians: "We shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." We shall be caught up in the clouds. Now, there's a false teaching about this passage, which claims that there will be a rapture where all the saved people will be caught up into heaven, taken up by God, while everyone else will be left behind. But in fact, St. Paul is talking about what will happen when the Lord comes again. He will come again in glory, the dead shall be raised, and those whose hearts are given to him will be caught up. We will join him. We will ascend with him. First, our bodies will be raised. Those bodies that have died and are buried, they will be resurrected. And then they will ascend. They will follow the pattern of our Lord's body, which first rises from the dead and then ascends. But for this to happen, we must belong to Christ. For this to happen with our bodies, we must be no longer spiritually dead. Our souls must be resurrected. And that happens now. That happens today. That happens at this liturgy. That happens in our daily life as Christians. We have to die to sin, die to the passions, die to the flesh, die to the world, so that we might live to Christ, so that we might be raised together with him. For this to happen, we must choose to do God's will. In other words, we must live a life of repentance. We must be preparing always for our meeting with the Lord. When the disciples were standing there looking up, staring, wondering what was happening as the Lord was being taken up, Then the angels are there, and they say, what are you doing standing there staring up into the sky, you know? Don't you understand? As you have seen him go up, so he will come again. So, but it's going to be a little while. So, go about your life as Christians. Prepare. Always be preparing. But prepare in such a way that you have faith in the Lord and you build up the church. You know, you live your life as Christians. And so, of course, what do? They go to the temple. And it says that they were continually there, praising and blessing the Lord. And they were awaiting, at that point, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Because the Lord had promised that he would send them another comforter who would come and would bring to mind all things. All things that he had taught them and everything that they needed to know so that they could live their lives as Christians. So this is the life that they're called to. So the angels are saying, just as you've seen the Lord go up, so he will come again. And in the meantime, go pray. Go prepare. Prepare for the coming of the Holy Spirit. But this life that we live as Christians is a life of taking up our cross. It's a life, the Lord says, if you wish to be my disciple, then deny yourself, and take up your cross and follow me. This is the pattern. So St. Gregory Palama says, let us take up our cross and follow him, having crucified the flesh with its passions and desires, that we may be glorified together with him. So we must be crucified with him, that we may be glorified together with him, and rise with him, and after our resurrection be taken up to him as he was taken up today to the Father. This is the pattern. Just like with Christ, first the cross, then the resurrection, then the ascension. First we take up our cross and crucify our sinful desires by God's grace. Then we partake of the glory of God that raises us up from the dead, and not only from the dead, but raises us up all the way to partake of our heavenly inheritance as children of the Father. Raises us up to be seated with Christ at the right hand of the Father. And that's the incredible thing, that what we're saying is that Christ in our human flesh and blood is now seated at the right hand of the Father. This body, in its perfected state, having been raised from the dead, this body, this human flesh, is seated at the right hand of the Father. Our Lord's human flesh, which is what our human flesh is destined to become, if only we will give our hearts to Christ. That's seated at the right hand of the Father. That means that's our true home. It's as if the Lord's body is pulling us like a magnet to our true home. He's pulling us there. That's where our humanity is seated, you see? So no longer do we feel this to be our home. That's where our humanity belongs. We feel that in our souls. We're being pulled in that direction. God always gives us better than we deserve. Not only does he forgive us, he also raises us up. Not only does he allow us to enter into the banquet as servants, as slaves, but he seats our nature at his right hand and ennobles it, as that prayer says. He ennobles our flesh, our human nature, makes it noble. He takes it from being lowly like a slave, and he makes us noble like children of the King. While we remain in this world, we have to fight. We have to fight because we have an enemy who doesn't want to let all of this happen. He wants to block us from ascending. He wants to prevent us from joining Christ at the banquet table. So we have warfare. But we have to fight courageously. And we can fight courageously, not giving up, because we know Christ is with us. And that he's already won the victory. We must simply join ourselves to his victory. Listen to the Ikos, which is one of the hymns that we hear at Orthros for this feast. It says, after the Lord ascended into heaven, and there the bountiful giver of gifts distributed gifts unto his apostles, calling to them as a father and strengthening them. He guided them like sons and said to them, I am not separated from you. I am with you, and no one shall be against you. I am with you, and no one shall be against you. These are such powerful, moving words, which we should always hang on to, and especially remember them when we're experiencing intense warfare, when there's darkness around us, and we feel that we're being dragged down. And today, as we celebrate this Feast of the Ascension, and always for the rest of our life, this is the most important reality for us. Christ is with us, and no one can separate us from Him unless we choose to separate ourselves from Him, which God forbid. Christ is with us, and if we choose to remain with Him, no one can separate us from Him. And to Him be glory, honor, and worship with His unoriginate Father, and the all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is ascended.